It's me again.
Wow. How good is this?
How are you, sir?
Madam First Lady, Flotus, all of that. I can't even tell you how good we are right now. How's the family?
Well, I'm almost speechless, and rarely am I speechless, but I'm happy to be on this call and just so very proud of you, the station, our listeners, everyone who stepped up and made their vote count, no matter who they were voting for. People stepped up and proved that this democracy can work if we vote.
Yes.
So it was a very good outcome.
And I'll tell you, it was absolutely our pleasure. I mean, you've made us so proud. I mean, you know, I can't tell you as a First Lady the imagery, the style, the grace, the dignity that you maintain. It's just, I'm not saying it's flawless because I'm sure you have your days.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
We can talk about those days.
You sure make it look good, though.
Well, let me tell you, and I say this over and over again. My mom says it. I am reflecting the truth of who we are. You know, there are thousands of Michelle and Barack Obamas out there. We know it. We mm-hmm. grew up with them. We live with them. They're in our families. They're our teachers. They're in our churches. You know, it's just that rarely do we get such an important international spotlight to show the truth of who we are. So Barack and I both feel a very deep sense of responsibility to make sure that we're representing ourselves, and I mean the broader ourselves, in the way that we know we're supposed to. Plus, you know, if I act too crazy, I got to answer to my mother. So, you know, she's like, do not embarrass me.
Hey, you know what? Mother's always that way, though, huh?
Bottom line, it's just like, you know, that's the one thing she loves about our president. She says, I can turn on the TV and I never have to worry that he's going to make
Absolutely.
A fool of himself, you know?
Absolutely.
So she says it just makes watching the president just a lot more, you know, enjoyable. So,
yeah.
But we are standing on the shoulders of millions of people. And Barack and I, we never take that for granted. And that's what we need to pass on to the next generation. You know, this is the standard plus that, mm-hmm. you know, our kids and our grandkids, we need to uphold, you know,
yeah.
working hard, focusing on education, knowing that the pathways are going to be bumpy and rough and they're going to be those who love us and those who don't.
Mm-hmm.
But you keep focusing on the work that's before you. You stay calm and dignified and patient. And I've learned that every day just watching my husband, because
yeah.
I am much more of a passionate person on so many issues than he
mm-hmm.
is. But I've learned that, you know, when someone goes low, as he says, you go high.
Wow.
And you never lose if you stay, you know, if you take the high road. And, you know, I just watch with awe how he's able to just sort of take a lot of bumps and bruises and keep focused and never lose his dignity, and, you know, just keep his eye on what needs to be done. And I'm learning every day just by watching him.
Wow. Hey, you know something? I'll tell you something that really moved me about your husband, the president. I've never seen a president shed a tear ever since I've been alive.
Yeah.
For him to be emotionally moved and grateful to all the volunteers, to your campaign staffers, to the voters, to be moved in an emotional way, that really spoke volumes to me about the very human side of him.
Well, you know, you just remember when you look into the faces of the many, many young people, and folks of all ages, but we have such a young, talented staff. You know, you can't help but get emotional because people have given up so much to support this effort. And I won't just say to support us because it's bigger than us.
Yeah.
You know, to see people lining up for hours in places like Orlando and Columbus and,
mm-hmm.
you know, just never ever going to be denied of their rights. Just to see that passion and to see people sleeping on the floors of supporters, you know, folks bringing food to the office. We had offices where people were lining up to volunteer, Steve. You hear me?
Yeah.
They were lining up, waiting to volunteer in many of our offices around the country. So, you know, I know that, you know, as he said, he sees himself in so many of the folks who stepped up. And, you know, as he also said, it's they are in so many ways a better version of the young person that he was. And you can't help but be grateful and to be humbled by that kind of enthusiasm and investment and, you know, and hope.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. It is hope.
You know, I tell you what, it meant so much to us. I think the second time around was even bigger than the first time for all of us, because we understood the fight that we were all in for the future of this country. And we just wanted to, we really appreciate you and the president for calling in and showing such humble spirits by thanking everyday people for what they've done for you. And hopefully this year, I think my wife and I have already made reservations. We're going to try to, God's will, we're going to be up at the inauguration.
That's great.
I won't be standing there just pretty proud.
Yeah. Well, you have every reason to be proud, and you and so many others. I mean, the efforts that your morning show has put into efforts like your Beware Aware segment. I mean, you know, people listen to you, Steve, and you have not wasted your platform, not for one second. And as you know, and we have to continue to say this, the work continues.
Yes.
And I know that me and my team, we're committed to calling in regularly just to check in with your listeners to make sure that we understand that this is always a struggle. As we've seen in this election, when it comes to our basic rights, whether it's the rights of women, the rights to vote, we can't take anything for granted, because if we sleep on it, I tell you, there are a bunch of folks out there who are ready to scoop it up, you know?
Yeah.
So this isn't about 2012. This wasn't just about Barack Obama, and I think we know that even more profoundly, because this was a very sober win, right?
Yeah.
2008 was very euphoric. It was very, you know,
right.
It was otherworldly. I mean, we
yeah.
entered this next 4 years very clear-eyed about how much work it takes
to exactly.
keep this country moving forward. And there are midterm elections coming up. And, you know, we've got to continue to look at what Congress is and isn't doing. And, you know, we have to keep informing listeners and keep them vigilant. And we also need to make sure focused on what's happening in their own states, in their own cities and towns, because a lot of the things that happen at the federal level, whether it's healthcare or education, gets implemented by locally elected mm-hmm. officials. So this energy cannot be dissipated. You know, people
yeah.
have to continue to be vigilant. There may not be the same organizational structure in each town, but what this election showed us is that you don't need a candidate, you don't need a campaign, you just need people who are informed and ready and willing to vote. And
that
this is something we can do, Steve. This is something
Absolutely.
That we must do. So, you know, we Barack and I know we have to make the most of these last 4 years and really leave a legacy that's going to mean something for our kids and our grandkids. And that means we got to work. We got to work really hard and be really strategic and focused. And we're going to need folks to continue to pray for us and to have our backs. And there's no doubt that people are out there and they'll do that. But the work continues.
Well, we got you. And again, thank you so much for your humbleness and you and your husband's gratitude and everything. And whenever you feel like popping back through on the talk show to give it the highest number it's ever had before, I'll be more than happy to have you.
You will see me. You will hear from me. We'll see you at inauguration.
Absolutely. We love you, and we will continue to pray for you. Have a great holiday, okay?
All right. Love you, too. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.